Backstage with Mothership on Solid Rock Radio begins now. Hear the best in new music, artist interviews, stories from the road, and more. You are now backstage, and here's your host, Mothership.
Hey, everybody. I interviewed the guys from Chaotic Resemblance a few days before their new album, Nazarites, dropped. They were outside of a Home Depot on tour as we caught up. I hope you enjoy it.
So I have the entire Chaotic Resemblance crew here. Give us your names so everybody will know your voices.
I'm Travis.
James.
I'm Logan.
And they're outside of a Home Depot.
Outside of Home Depot.
All right. So if they fade in and out, it's because of the Wi-Fi. Okay. You got something exciting coming up. 8 years ago, you had your first album, right?
Yes.
What's happening?
8 years ago, we had our first album, Get the Hell Out, full length. And then we did, 4 years later, our Covenant album. And then this week, Saturday, June the 11th, we are releasing our brand new record, Nazarites, full length, 10 songs. We're excited.
I'm excited too for you. How long did it take you to get this together during this crazy season?
You know, it was really like it just dropped in our laps. I mean, we knew for a while that we were going to be doing a record at some point, but it just wasn't that season. And then we just, I don't know, the Lord laid it on our hearts that it was time to start looking into it. I think sometime last summer we started discussing going into the studio. And man, it was just like when we decided we were going to start writing, the Lord just like downloaded songs in our hearts, and it was really cool. In the past, it seems like it's been a longer progression, but it was just like God just gave us just a bunch of songs, and like we had other songs, and a lot of the songs we had didn't make the cut because the ones he was giving us were better than anything we've ever done. So it was like, man.
The cream rises to the top, right?
Cream will rise to the top.
We've been watching old Randy Savage videos about the cream rising to the top. This week, everybody's been saying that.
Oh, yeah. Really?
But the cream will rise to the top.
You must be onto something, because you didn't tell me that beforehand.
No, I didn't.
You're catching the waves.
Yeah.
This new album, Nazarites, where did the title come from? How did you choose that?
We were mulling over a bunch of titles, and I know something I thought about was even maybe calling it just Chaotic Resemblance. We prayed about something to do with the lamb for a long time. I felt in my heart that was probably the direction we were going to go. But it just turns out we have a bunch of songs about the Lamb of God, and it's even on our logo and stuff now. Now we ended up calling the album Nazarites. We even thought about calling it Shiloh, and seemed like Nazarites was the ticket. We even mulled over No Compromise and Wrath of the Lamb and just some different titles. And what we really loved about Nazarites is that we all have long hair. No, I'm just kidding.
That helps.
We're like, that's good enough. No, what I love about the Nazarite vow is it is a life set apart to God. That's the whole point of it, is a life set aside to be holy unto the Lord. And really, we wanted to give an invitation for people to so-called be Nazarites for the Lord. But a life where it's like the Levites, their portion was the Lord. They didn't get a portion like everybody else. They had him, you know, and we wanted to live in a life set apart. We've all seen fakes and phonies, and it's not against any of that, but it's just being completely set on fire for Jesus and inviting people to do the same. And that's what I love about this record, is these songs are all about the Lord. They're all from the Lord, to the Lord, about the Lord, everything to do with the Lord. And, you know, I've written songs for a lot of years now. I've written tons of songs about me and what I'm going through and things like that. But I just feel like in the season we're in, that's just not cutting the mustard. We need songs that minister to the Lord. And when we minister to Jesus, he ministers to people.
Well, what can you tell us about the album?
Somebody asked just recently if there was sweeps and bleeps and boops solo-wise. So there are some solos. There are some of my favorite breakdowns and bridges I believe I've heard with my human ears. we'd be working our day jobs, and the Lord would just whisper something into our ear, or a riff would just pop into our hearts, and we're like, whoa, that's kind of sick. And we'd start working on it, and God would breathe on it. And so, but, you know, like Travis said, lyrically, it's the most Jesus stuff you can probably find outside of the Bible. but we also have a very beautiful, angelic sneak peek of a nice song on there that's just so nice.
Yeah.
It takes you somewhere else, at least to the second heaven.
Yeah, well, that song's called Hosanna that he's talking about. Yeah, track number 7 on the record. If you are a fan of our record Covenant and you like the song Jesus King, this is definitely, it's relative.
It's the cousin.
It's the cousin for sure. It starts off really just vocal and acoustic guitar. It starts off, you feel like you're just, at least the way I pictured it, was just somebody's in a room praying. And then all of a sudden, the chorus hits and glory fills the room and you feel like you're in heaven. Because there's like strings and all kinds of awesome stuff in it. So it's very, very sick. And then we have a lot of heavy songs on the record.
Yes.
But we did give that as well.
Nice. So are there any surprise guest vocals?
Yeah. Surprise. I did the vocals.
We had a full house on the gang vocals, at least.
Yeah,
that's
we had Josiah and Andrew jump in on those.
Yeah.
As well as everybody in our crew.
Yep. Yep. So, no big surprises.
How'd they get him?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool, though, that you had some nice gang vocals on there. Those are always fun.
Oh, yeah. We love the gangs. A cool thing about this record, just talking about the music side of it, it is James' first time recording, period. Professionally recording. It is so awesome. Like, you would think this guy has been doing this his whole life. He just, like, just the most solid drumming that we've ever had from front to end. It just sounds so good. So that's something that's really fun. So you guys will get to see what is in his creative mind and heart. It's definitely our heaviest album to date. So if you like really heavy stuff, you're going to like it. Yep. But it also, we have a few songs on there. For those of you who just aren't just like slammers, a little bit of something for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and it was a lot of fun. We did it in Nashville. Get the Hell Out we did in 2014 with Oz Fox in Utah. And we recorded the whole album there. In the past, like on Covenant, it was a lot more split up. And so this one feels a lot more like a record. And I really like that about it. We had different producers and stuff on Covenant. So it just sounded different. But this one just really sounds like a family of songs. And, Josiah Prince was the head producer over the record. He did a fantastic job. If you guys don't know Josiah, he plays guitar for Disciple. And with him, which was really cool, we didn't know how it was going to go. When I started writing Josiah about dates, he didn't have enough dates open for us to put the record out by the summer like we wanted to. And so he ended up telling me, it's not going to work. And he texted me back. He said, well, I do got this one idea. Andrew Stanton, Disciple's other guitar player, he was the co-producer of the record. So we did all the guitars, all the bass with Andrew. And, oh, my gosh, it was such a smart move. He was so fun to work with, just a straight-up bro. But besides that, he likes a lot of the same kind of style music we do, and really was able to get the guitar tones and stuff that we've never had, that, and it was just awesome. Solos are perfect. The bass is just amazing. Logan played the bass on the record, and he just did a fantastic job. And yeah, it's just great. I can talk all day about how much I like the record. I hope you guys like the record.
James, what was it like recording your first album?
It was really fun. It was my only experience in the studio professionally, so I don't really have anything to like compare it to. But Josiah and Andrew were both there for the entire time I recorded, and they were super good to work with. And it was just a great experience.
So did you feel at home?
Yeah, I did. It reminded me of all the years actually I spent in my parents' basement practicing.
Finally pays off, right?
It is in the basement.
Yeah. It's like a nice basement with lots of recording stuff. So.
Well, honestly, we did our homework, and we were like, all right, we need to find a basement. He's going to do the best in a basement.
What kind of sticks do you use?
Currently switching between two different kinds, depending on how I feel before the show. Between Vic Firth 5B and Vic Firth Extreme 5B.
Oh, you feel like kind of saucy.
He just grabs the skin, and he's like, it's a 5B day.
Yeah.
Hey, what kind of kit do you play?
I play a Spawn kit, blue marble wrap finish on it. I've always loved that. I've had it since I was I think 12 years old. The dad got it for me. It's a higher end kit. You need to start out with something higher end. I think I've gotten at least one or two compliments every show we've played about how good it sounds. So
yeah, that's right. You invest in that and you just got something awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same way with guitars, right?
Yeah, I'm a terrible musician, but I always just buy really good instruments and then I track them and then I just act like I'm playing it.
Okay.
Hey, now you know our secret.
Hey, we are using a little bit of tracks these days, though, so that's new for us.
Backstage with Mothership returns after this.
This hour of music is made possible in part by our business ministry partner, TPI Professional Print and Marketing Solutions, specializing in posters, flyers, banners, and more. Rethink your print. More info on the web at printingandaiken.com or by calling 803-226-7898.
Check us out on Facebook at I'm with Mothership.
What guitars are we playing?
Right now, main axe is a Jackson Soloist SL2 with Seymour Duncan Blackout pickups installed by yours truly.
With a whammy bar.
With a whammy bar. And drop D flat tuning. And then the good old backup is the Schecter Solo 6 that I played for a decade.
That's classic stuff.
Oh, yeah. Very classic. We played those two on the record. We played Travis's old Gibson that he's had for 5 decades. We played quite a few of them.
We played my Taylor.
Yeah, played the Taylor Koa Way. It's Hawaiian Koa Way. Like, if you listen closely, you can hear the word Koa being said while it plays.
Quality gear right there.
That's high quality gear. Right. Yeah, I was just recently given a bass that was so, oh my gosh, it was awesome. I cried and cried. Wonderful bass player named Moosh from the band I Am Pendragon. Stayed at the lead singer's house. At the first show we played with him, he was like, hey, you think you ever would get a backup bass? You think you need a backup bass? I'm like, man, yeah, I totally would. And he was like, do you want a Gibson or a Fender? And I said, what? And so he gave me, like, my dream guitar. It's the color I would have picked. And it's American-made jazz bass Fender. I mean, four string, it's perfect. It's wonderful. I love it. So nice.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Well, let's talk about some things that are coming up. You've got the album release. You've got a lot of shows going on. Can you hit some highlights coming up for the summer, the festivals and stuff?
Yeah, tomorrow we're in Red Oak, Texas, playing, I think,
Rocket Baptist Church.
Yeah, and then we have the KOUJ Block Party in Norman, Oklahoma. Fellow Okies that we love dearly. And then we head up to Kingdom Come Fest.
Not before we leave worship.
Oh, Sunday morning. Yes, Sunday morning.
At Calvary Chapel.
Worship. Yeah, we're just going to go through the calendar. And then we go to Kingdom Come Fest. We play Friday night. We're looking forward to that. And then we play a house party that following Sunday in Indiana. And then we play a recovery group on Tuesday in Indiana. And then Mercy Jam in Clarksville, Indiana on the 25th. And then Life Fest in Oshkosh, Wisconsin on the 9th of July. And then back to Oklahoma City on the 16th. And then we play a youth camp that week.
Man, y'all are on the road.
We're trying.
Yeah, we're doing our best.
Seriously. I'm going to see you at Loud and Proud Festival in Betzdorf, Germany.
That's right.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's excited. That's kind of like a family reunion, right?
Yeah. Well, it'll be, it's like, it was either Josiah or Andrew, I can't remember which one, but they were like, that'll be the final, like, victory over this whole virus thing. Yeah. We finally get to play the show.
Yeah, finally get to Europe. We almost made it last year.
Yep, it's close.
But but Loud and Proud, the people there absolutely love you. What does that festival mean to you?
It's very honoring that we would be invited to go somewhere that's not in this country. And so it's very humbling to get to go. It's very surreal getting over there. And it's just crazy. You find out about gas water. And I mean, the people are so nice.
Man, we still got people from 2019. A guy wrote us again the other day that we had prayed for, and his shoulder was healed, and he wrote us back. It's like, hey guys, shoulder's still great.
Yeah.
Man, it's so honoring that we were able to go over and had been invited to go back. And that was the best part. I mean, it's so fun. I mean, that's the best part about what we do. It's so fun to get to play our songs. It's so fun to get to build the family with all the friends and family, but man, just getting to love on people you wouldn't have got to otherwise, and show them that, not even just tell them, but show them that God is not only real, but he absolutely loves them and is pursuing them. It's just, I mean, there's not a greater honor. So, yeah.
Can you guys share maybe a couple of stories from the road?
And one thing that was super awesome is we've seen more people come to the Lord this year. I mean, just in the little bit that we've played, than we've seen maybe in a year or two put together.
Yeah.
So that's just been wonderful. Played in Iowa. There was a family that came. It's a small church. How many people were at that show? I don't know, man. Maybe 35, 50?
Yeah, 35, 50 people came. There was a family that came. And there's a younger kid there, probably high school. And I think he came with his grandpa, maybe his dad or something.
Yeah.
But he came up to us afterward. He said he was just really encouraged. I'd never heard the gospel presented like that. And just had a lot of clarity. Grandpa came up to us afterward with tears in his eyes and said that his grandson had really felt the Lord put a calling on his life at that concert, that he wanted to be a preacher. That was really cool.
Yeah, there was one we played. There was a girl who came, and I had talked to her for a while, and James and Steph had talked to her for a while, and she was struggling, didn't even know if she believed in God anymore, and just really been being hit with lies and stuff, just even wanting to end her life, and just really confused, and we just loved on her, and we told her who she is in Jesus. It was great, and by the end of the night, I was hoping she would respond when we gave the altar call, and she did not, but at the end of the night, she just couldn't handle it anymore. She came up to us with tears in her eyes, and she's like, I got to do this. I want to do this, and we got to lead her to Jesus, and that was wonderful. That was one of my favorites, for sure.
You said you had one, Logan?
So this girl would cut herself, and she would write things in her own blood. And so, you know, the girl was super deceived, super oppressed, and she came forward. She accepted Jesus, and
she was an atheist before this. Was into witchcraft, atheist. And her sister had been trying to get her to come to church and stuff, but she wouldn't come. But she showed up, surprised her sister, because a rock band was going to be there.
Yeah. So, praise God for rock bands coming in to change things up. So she came forward whenever Travis was calling out people to get healed for certain stuff. And one of her ears, she couldn't hear out of it. And so they prayed for her, and her ear was open.
Well, what happened was the Lord put on my heart. And when you hear that stuff in your heart, you hope you're right. You know, I'm on the side of things that, man, if there's a chance it's God, I want to go for it, you know?
Yeah.
But because if you fall on your face, that's where his feet is. So, like, you can't fail. But, like, I'd rather be obedient, you know what I mean?
Right.
And to miss opportunities. And I just felt that so strongly. And what was so cool and why I felt like it was important to share that was just because the girl didn't believe in God. Before that, she gives her life to Jesus, and then he calls out exactly what's going on in her body, and then he opens her deaf ear up, and then she's freaking out. Like, what do you do with that? Like, she's not going anywhere. It's the goodness of God that brings men to repentance, like, sure. and keeps them. And oh my gosh, what I love is, like, the Holy Spirit is such a better evangelist than we are. Like, we can't heal anybody. We can't save anybody, but man, when Jesus walks in the room, it's all you need.
Amen.
One more from the Minnesota run as well. A girl that came to our concert, and I don't know if she received Christ at her concert or not that night, but she came back the next morning to the same church and talked to the pastor. And she said, I don't know if those guys have, but I know that I want it.
Well,
and he was able to lead her to Christ.
That's awesome.
And she's been going back ever since, and she's on worship team now.
Wow.
What I love about is, like, it's what Paul said in Corinthians. It's, you know, it's not about chaotic resemblance. It's about Jesus. And what's so awesome is our job is we come in, we're either sowing seed or we're watering it. And the Bible says God makes it grow. God gives the increase. And it's not about us trying to get the soul so we can have the numbers to tell you we got this many people. It's about going and loving on people, doing the Great Commission. And sometimes we're just sowing seeds. Sometimes we're just watering a seed. And somebody else is there to see God make it grow. And so I want to encourage you guys, if you hear this, to think, man, I got a long way to go. Don't think of it that way. Think of it, man, I got so much to grow in the Lord. And when you pray for somebody, you might not see it happen. But that doesn't mean that nothing happened. The Bible says that with God, nothing is impossible. And I like to take it literally too, that like, if you're doing something, co-laboring with God, nothing being a result is not possible. Something's happening. So just want to encourage you guys in that.
Backstage with Mothership returns after this.
This hour of music is made possible in part by our business ministry partner, TPI Professional Print and Marketing Solutions, specializing in posters, flyers, banners, and more. Rethink your print. More info on the web at printingandaiken.com or by calling 803-226-7898.
Check us out on Facebook at I'm with Mothership. You're listening to Backstage with Mothership on Solid Rock Radio.
When did you realize that you were called to be a musicianary?
I'll go first. So I spent many years running from God due to selfish choice of blaming God instead of running to Him for help. And so His love never stopped chasing me down. So I finally, after probably about 1,000 altar calls, surrendered my life to Christ. And I knew that I wasn't going to be a pine rider, that I was going to do something. The Great Commission was burning in my heart. Matthew 28, Mark 16, first scripture that was truly burning in my heart. And I picked up music during the running years, but every good gift comes from God. So pretty obvious I was going to do something involving music. So I spent a year in what I call standby mode, and then God opened up an opportunity for me to join Chaotic, and I did. And God confirmed it in many ways that I should, and He's been faithful to me ever since. I've been in a decade plus, and God's just been amazing. So very soon after surrendered life to Christ is when I knew.
Okay.
And for me, one of the earliest memories I have is when I saw Skillet on the Awake tour. That was one of my first concerts. I think I was 10 years old, I want to say.
Heavens, I'm old.
But yeah, it was Skillet, Disciple, Manifest, We as Human. There might have been one more, I can't remember. But I remember that really propelled me into a love for rock music, and I think my love for drumming kind of started around then sometime. I can't remember exactly when, but I started out on my mom and dad's couch with two back scratchers for my drumsticks.
Nice. Good choice.
Were they extreme back scratchers?
Nothing too extreme, but yeah, mom and dad, they needed to get me a drum set. So yeah, so that's when it started for me. I just knew that I loved music and loved drums, and I went to Camp Electric in 2013 in Florida. And they had it down there, and I saw Disciple there, The Letter Black. It was really great being able to be taught by those musicians. That kind of helped me along. My story is more of a process than a moment for music, and I've been through a lot in my life, and I found love and death in that time frame when I was 13, I think, when their album came out, Between Here and Lost, in 2013. And I remember seeing how cool Love and Death looked. They sounded nothing like any of the other bands I had ever heard. Just a lot of those songs on that album, still up to now, have, and especially in that season, helped me to pray honestly to the Lord. And it's been great now getting to hang out with JR and get to know him better. And he was a big role model for me as a kid, you know, joining Love and Death when he was like 15. You know, I was 13, so I was like, I always used that as an excuse with my mom. Like, well, JR did it, why can't I? So
there you go.
Yeah, so it's been really awesome. I know that the Lord has given me a gift ever since then, and I've always wanted to use it for Him. And middle of 2020 in August, right before I got married, Logan messaged me and asked if I'd be interested in the job of being their drummer. So
great timing.
Yeah, got married, a couple months to rehearse and go through the audition process. And yeah, I remember right before I joined, the Lord told me through scripture. It was actually my pastor preached on a passage in Acts when the apostle Peter's up on the roof, and there's three guys that come knock on the door and ask for him. And at the time, Chaotic was a three-piece looking for the fourth member. And I remember the Lord, you know, just spoke to me through that passage because the words were so exact. And it says that Peter heard the Holy Spirit say, go with the three men, don't be afraid because I have sent them. So that was a big confirmation for me joining Chaotic.
For me, I don't know, probably James, I don't know if there was like a moment in my life. I don't remember the time, not like knowing that that's what the Lord wanted for me. It might just be because I don't have a great memory. But honestly, I believe he knit that in my DNA. And I love how that same guy says it's inescapable, the destiny that God has knit into your DNA. And it's just like, as long as I could remember, I felt like I was called to do music for the Lord. And I remembered when he was talking about that skillet story. When I was 11 years old, my favorite band at the time was Audio Adrenaline. And I got to see them in Tallahassee when I lived in Florida. And it was so cool. Mark Stewart was calling people up on stage. And this is when they were at their highest. It was a huge arena they were in. Plungeball calls me up on the stage and I got to sing a verse of their song Beautiful in front of all these people. And I was just like, this is my life. This is what I'm going to do. And so it was so cool. That was just definitely a God moment. But throughout the years, I grew up loving stuff like the Gaithers and things like that. And then obviously I loved Audio Adrenaline, loved DC Talk and did Striper and different things. And I had a season in my life where I got a little looser and I listened to a bunch of classic rock music, a bunch of heavy metal from the day. So you can probably hear a lot of that in our songs. It was cool influentially, but it didn't lead me down a good path personally. And I know that this isn't a part of the question, but I find it best to just listen to music that's about Jesus. It seems a lot easier to keep your mind stayed on him when you're feeding on things that are him. You know, you're not going to throw up a grape if you eat a cheeseburger. And so I try to eat the heavenly grapes. Back to what I was saying, started the band when I was either 15 or 16 years old and been doing it for the last 15, 16 years. And it's just so cool to see how God has grown Chaotic throughout the years. And I had an encounter with God in 2017 that really just made me fall in love with Jesus. I like to say I was a Christian for 25 years and then I met Jesus. And he's everything. He's not only the icing on the cake, he's the cake. It's a lot easier doing things not only for the Lord, but with the Lord.
Good word. So, Chaotic Resemblance, what is your favorite cheeseburger restaurant?
Okay, Travis here. In-N-Out Burger, hands down, not even a close second.
I'd say In-N-Out and Five Guys are tied right now.
Mm.
Mm. Tonight, In-N-Out's coming for blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Logan.
Logan here. You can quote me on this. In-N-Out Burger, hands down. All-time default is a 4x4. Meat, cheese, extra spread from In-N-Out Burger. It's the best. It is the best.
Like, he groaned when he was eating that cheeseburger at Burger King.
Yeah, I had a really good experience at Burger King about 3-4 weeks ago.
If you don't have an In-N-Out Burger in your town, like, go to Burger King. I know you guys are like, dude, Burger King? Really? Go get yourself. Make sure it's fresh. And if it's not fresh, just put it in the microwave for 30 seconds and it'll be fresh.
It's fresh.
But you go get you a Stacker King with extra sauce. Yep. My friends, you are not going to be disappointed.
I mean, In-N-Out's called In-N-Out probably for their speed. You know, I end up waiting forever because everybody wants it. But Burger King is called Burger King.
Yes. I have no point of reference here because we don't have In-N-Outs here. So I've never had In-N-Out. But I keep hearing about it.
The hype is bad.
You haven't lived.
62 and I've yet to live.
Okay, that's my goal. Somehow I'm going to get you an In-N-Out Burger in one of these days.
We can't ship it to you, or we would.
Well, I could always put it in the microwave, and that would make it fresh, right?
Exactly.
I've never done it with In-N-Out Burger. They're always fresh. Burger King usually are not fresh.
Yeah.
You guys were nominated for Braveheart Song of the Year for Ferris Jesus.
Yes.
For the Grizzly Awards.
Yeah, such an honor for sure to be even thought of for something like that, so... Thank you for all of you guys who were a part of nominating us and for voting for us. But with Tommy Green's thing won, right?
Yeah.
Like, it was hard for me not to vote for them, too. They're awesome.
Yeah, it rightfully won.
Well, I'm telling you, there were quite a few good contenders in that group. I mean, anybody could have won, really.
I thought it was really awesome to be put in that category, though.
Absolutely.
That was like, okay, we're doing the right thing.
Yeah, yeah. Tell us about the merch for the new album.
The merch for the new album.
Well, a lot of it's still in process.
Yeah.
So excited about these guys. The jewel case. We got great pictures in there. All the lyrics. Everything. Quiet Strength Design did the artwork for us, which is the voice from the protest, Josh and Jareb. And But they did a wonderful job. Shirts with this.
Yep.
We're going to have some posters by the time we get to Indiana. And some new stickers. And we're working on new designs for other shirts and posters and things like that. So, I mean, the cool thing about brand new songs is, like, it's open canvas for ideas for merch. So it's fun. Yeah. Merch is good for us because it helps us get down the road. But not only that, it's like, I love merch that grabs your heart, that says something. Yes, yeah, so we're praying into some designs and stuff. But
Thank you, Cindy. Thanks for having us. Yes, we love you.
All right. Love you too. Good night.
Bye.
See you. Bye-bye.
Night.
Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for more great music and check out my blog page on the Solid Rock Radio website for my guests' social media links. If you've missed any of my past interviews, you can find them uploaded to podcast.solidrockradio.org. Have a wonderful week and let's be kind to one another.